Tucsonans tomorrow welcome back the bats that roost under the bridges this time of year. Tens of thousands of bats are making Tucson their home right now, but only for a little while to have their offspring. This year is the fourth year for Bat Night in the city. The event is hosted by the Rialto River Project, a nonprofit coalition of artists and scientists who use the bed of the Rialto to call attention to the vanishing rivers of the Southwest and the effects of climate change. Ellen Scottheim is the creative director of the project.
This year, we're making an event to welcome the bats back to Tucson. They've been in Mexico all winter, and now the female population is coming from Mexico and is going to roost in the Campbell Avenue Bridge and other bridges along the river and have their young. And then in the fall, in September, or October actually, late September, beginning of October, they return to Mexico. So they're a migratory bat.
Scottheim says the timing of Bat Night 2012 is a bit different than past events.
Now, we used to have the event in the fall, and this is the first time we're having the event in the spring. And because we, in the fall, the bats were leaving, and then people couldn't watch the bats anymore. It was like the event, and then they were gone. And this time, we have the event in May, and then people can watch the bats every night if they wish, all summer.
One of Tucson's bat experts will be in attendance at Bat Night to talk about the creatures. Now retired from the University of Arizona, Dr. Yar Patrician once served as the curator of mammal collections at the school's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. He says the Campbell Avenue Bridge over the Rialto is a hotbed of bat activity right now.
I just checked it this last Sunday, the flight, and it's the most bats I've ever seen at that bridge at this time of year. I estimate over 40,000, which is double what normally would be there. Towards the end of summer, each female has a young, and so the number would double as the young fly out towards the end of the season, end of the summer, early fall. So that population is growing.
Patrician says there are many different bat species in Arizona.
We have 28 different species. All but two species are insect feeders. And we find the vast majority of those in and around Tucson. There's some a few species that are up in higher elevations that we don't get in this area, but up in the White Mountains and Mount Graham and places like that. But the rest we get, and we get both species of nectar feeders here in the Tucson area as well.
Patrician says bats often are misunderstood or feared, but that's due to a lot of misinformation, witches' lore, and scary movies. He says they actually do some good for the community.
A lot of the bats, the vast majority, eat insects, and a tremendous number of insects per night. They can eat half their weight, body weight, each night. I estimated that just that one colony on the Campbell-Rialto Bridge will eat during the time they're here. So they migrate in middle of April, end of April, and stay till middle to late September. During that time, I estimate minimally, they eat from 60,000 to 90,000 pounds of insects. And that's an average of 700 to 900 pounds a night.
You can learn more about bats tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock in the Rialto Riverbed, east of the Campbell Avenue Bridge. Organizers ask that you bring a blanket, water, and a flashlight. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.